This is CPR News. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. The Congressional Task Force that investigated the attempted assassinations of Donald Trump says the culture at the Secret Service needs to change. Colorado's U.S. Representative Jason Crow was the ranking Democrat on the task force. He says lower-level agents need to speak up when they see issues without fear of retaliation.
You need to empower everybody at every level to speak up and to change the plan if necessary. And that just didn't happen. And I think that can happen quickly, and it doesn't actually cost taxpayers anything extra.
The task force issued some 36 recommendations to improve security after reviewing failures by the Secret Service to protect Trump. Hospitalizations in Colorado for both flu and RSV, a respiratory virus that infects the nose, throat, and lungs, are on the rise. That's according to the state's weekly respiratory virus report. Infants and older adults are more likely to develop severe RSV and need to be hospitalized. Dr. Kevin Messicar is with Children's Hospital Colorado. He says when it comes to RSV, people have ways to stay healthy.
Pregnant mothers and the elderly can get vaccinated. And then in infants that the moms didn't get vaccinated, we have a new monoclonal antibody that can protect them through that first season.
Messicar says he recommends for best protection, people get vaccinated. That includes flu, COVID-19, routine childhood vaccines, and whooping cough. Mostly clear skies across the Front Range. Tonight, Denver and Colorado Springs will be below freezing. Tomorrow, things will warm back up into the 50s. You're listening to CPR News.